A report called Safety First, the Economic Cost of Crime in South Africa, released this week by the World Bank, confirms the concerns that the DA has consistently expressed that tourism has not yet recovered from pre-pandemic levels, echoing the DA's warnings and potential tourism economic devastation. The report attributes the low tourism growth to load shedding, which has increased operational costs for tourism, travel, and related enterprises. As a result, tourism confidence and new investments in the sector are discouraged as the economy is expected to grow by only 0.7% this year. The report echoes what the DA has been saying all along, that crime hinders international tourism. This is over and above the lack of governance by government, such as deteriorating infrastructure, such as roads, electricity and water, which deters tourists from visiting our shores. This means that the tourism shortfall due to safety concerns is estimated at 5 to 10 million a year, representing a loss of 0.7 million to 1.5 million of GDP per year, or a loss of 80,000 to 300,000 jobs. This independent report must be taken seriously and be used as a wake-up call for Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille to make the necessary changes required to ensure that tourism grows exponentially. I'll be submitting questions for official written reply to the minister about this report and what she intends to do to prevent a tourism Armageddon in South Africa.